broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing swimmingly fine, thank you.
Good. Speaking of awards, I felt like I got awarded because they can't see this on the radio, but I feel like I graduated. I'm in a better chair.
We're letting you move to the more comfortable chair.
Yes.
Where you actually have some leg room.
Yes.
Because we have a little room in the studio today.
I don't have to wrap my legs around the table legs and I don't have to go fetch your coffee at the end of the show, so this is great.
Yeah, for that we're grateful.
I feel like I've been promoted.
Well, we're expecting big things out of you now. Because you're now comfortable, we are expecting you to lift up your game.
If you hear snoring later on, it's just I was so comfortable in the chair, I fell asleep.
Our guest today, Roger Kurth with Senior Transition Services and Barbara Scurry with The Money Moxie. And both of these companies are part of the Senior Resource Partners. We've done shows before with other Senior Resource Partners. These are companies that cater to the older crowd, to the seniors out there, and they do a wonderful job. So we're all excited to learn more about these two companies. And we're going to start with Roger with Senior Transition Services. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming here. We enjoyed having you here. Talk about Senior Transition Services. What does your company do?
Well, what we do is we help seniors and their adult children when they realize they can no longer live at home and they've got to move to a senior community. With the physical aspect of that downsizing and transition process, they're going from probably a 1,500 square foot or larger home to a 400-square-foot apartment or maybe even a little bit larger than that. And they've got a lot of things that won't fit. So we actually come in kind of like a moving company, but we do everything from A to Z, everything from helping them figure out what's going to fit in the new place. We do a space plan to make sure it's all going to fit properly. We help them pack it up. We help decide what's going to happen with the things that can't get moved. They're not going to fit. We execute the move. We actually, at the other end, we'll get everything in the apartment. We'll unpack it. We'll make the beds. We'll hang the pictures so that the senior on one moving day can go off, have a great day with their daughter or a relative, and when they arrive in the new home, it's just a change of address. It's just everything's set up and they're ready to go.
So let's wrap our hands around that a little bit more. What does separate you from a typical moving company is the seniors or the family could go away and come back and show up at the new place and everything is set up for them.
Yeah, with a typical moving company, you're paying them to basically come in the house first thing in the morning. They're going to take all the things that you've already pre-packed. They're going to put them on the trucks. They're going to take them to the new address. They're going to bring them in the apartment. They're going to leave them. So you've got to deal with all the pre-packing. You've got to deal with how you're going to make all, you know, is everything going to fit in the new apartment? And when you get to the new apartment, you've got to unpack everything. You've got to make the beds. You've got to set everything up. We actually handle all the pre- and the post-move things in addition to actually getting it moved. So we've got clients that don't have to go buy boxes. They don't have to buy packing materials. We actually come in and help pack it all up. We help get it moved in. We help unpack it. We get all the moving supplies out of the way. So
you don't have to take apart furniture, put it back together, or do you?
We handle all of that.
Everything.
So they literally, at 9 o'clock in the morning, the senior goes off. They have a day with going to get a manicure, having lunch, maybe go see a movie. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they walk into their new apartment, and they're at home. No boxes or anything.
I've got to ask the question, Stephen, and we're talking with Roger Kurth with Senior Transition Services because everybody right now wants to know the answer to this. Is it just seniors? I mean, can't you do this for anybody?
We cater just to seniors.
Why?
Because we have
– I want to use you.
Well, we're a caring company. We've got compassionate employees that they really – I've got people that want to work for our company as opposed to getting other jobs that they've been offered because they really feel good about what they do. And I've been approached by people to move, people that are not seniors. And right now, we just want to cater to the seniors.
See, my question was going to be, how do you do all of this between 9 and 4? You must use time machines or something with a space-time continuum. How do you get that accomplished in that amount of time?
Well, if it's a large move, we'll actually go in. We do an assessment as soon as we get called. Okay. And we decide, you know, how large the apartment's going to be they're moving into. We'll actually go measure the new apartment so we know exactly how large it is going to be, where the cable jacks are, where the windows are. So when we go meet with them on the real assessment day, when we start doing our pre-pack, we know which furniture is going to fit. So usually if it's a large move, we'll come in the day before the actual move. We'll do a pre-pack of everything that's not essential overnight. And that way, at 9 o'clock in the next morning, the things that they needed overnight, we can come in, pack those last few things up, Yeah, I mean, typically it takes us about an hour and a half to get the truck loaded. Once we get that truck loaded, it takes a half hour, 45 minutes or so to get to the new community, hour and a half to get the truck unloaded. 2 hours later, we're totally unpacked and got the trash out of the way.
The other thing that I wanted you to unpack, yes, pun intended, is you said you also help with the things that don't go in the apartment. Sometimes they move from 1,500 down to 400. So you, and then you said A to Z. So here's my question. The stuff that doesn't go in, I would imagine their setup of putting it into a storage unit. Is there anything, any other services other than we figure out where it's going to go and then we go take it there? Is there any other services on top of that that you guys would help?
Yeah, I mean, with the things that are left over, they're not our things. They're still the seniors' things. And sometimes it is the adult children that are helping make those decisions, but we just kind of help guide them what to do with those. Sometimes the adult children want some of the things that the seniors no longer going to need. Sometimes they're going to give them to somebody down the street. Sometimes they want to donate those. Sometimes they want to conduct a moving sale. We can conduct a moving sale for them. We get called in sometimes to handle estate sales when the senior passes away and the kids are like, we don't know where to start. Sometimes in a community, I'll get a call that we need, unfortunately, a senior's passed away in the community. And the community sometimes are pretty expensive and they're paying by the day, basically. So when that senior passes away, it's cheaper to pay us to come in and remove everything than to pay for 4 or 5 days while you're waiting to get a truck and the children don't have time to come to get the stuff out. So we'll do estate cleanouts as well. But we're really there to help guide the seniors and the adult children what the best avenue is. If there's enough things left that we can do an estate sale or a moving sale, we'll conduct that. And that way that puts more money back into the seniors' pocket that they're going to need to pay their rent at the new place or whatever.
Roger Kurth, the president of Senior Transition Services, joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Is this company unique? Are there other companies out there that do what you do?
There are other companies that do what we do. There's probably half a dozen or so here in Metro Atlanta. We're actually part of a national association, and the national association, when we first started business 5 years ago, there were about 300 members nationally that do what we do. There's now over 800 companies that do what we do nationally. And the neat thing is that when there's someone that's got to move from another part of the country to Atlanta or vice versa, we can actually help execute one end of that move. It's not uncommon for us to be working with someone from Florida, or I've done a few from Knoxville, Tennessee, where another partner up in Knoxville will actually handle the downsizing, the packing, getting the things on the truck. They get, once the truck gets rolling, we meet the truck when it gets here to Atlanta. We get the stuff in the apartment, and again, we unpack and set up the whole apartment. So it's a great network of people that do this stuff.
So, Roger, one question I want to ask is, how long does it typically take, kind of from first call to finish? If you were counseling people, hey, if you're looking at a move, here's when I would suggest you first start calling, and then this is how long it's going to take. Because you did kind of talk about your special time machine that you could do it from 9 to 4 for most, when it calls for it. But the other thing I want to ask is, do you have any stories, and what do you do when someone calls last minute, and how last minute can last minute be? So talk about that.
Last minute can be same day. We've done some where we've got calls first thing in the morning. Someone, all of a sudden, the doctor is discharging them today. They can't go home. They've got to go to a place where they're going to have some nursing care. And we will, if we've got availability of staff, we will get that move executed the same day.
All right. He does have a time machine, Mike. This is fantastic. You guys really do. A to Z, and really compassionate, caring, and really, that's fantastic. So I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Our typical customer, we usually get between 3 to 5 days notice. We can pull off quicker ones as long as we've got staff available. We prefer that the seniors or the adult children call sooner than that because it's a very stressful time for that senior. So if they could help prepare the senior for that, they can work with the senior on their own in some of the downsizing, it costs them less money because we're not having to go through the steps. I mean, I like to give seniors homework. If we meet with them on a Monday and start the downsizing process and they're not moving for 2 weeks, I might take that 6-foot-tall bookcase and say, okay, you can take one shelf in your new place. So you need to decide which 12 books you want to take. And that way, between today's visit and a visit on Thursday, they can spend some time doing that versus spending 45 minutes of my time on the clock doing that with them. And it kind of helps them really be a part of that downsizing and that transition for them. I mean, we're really here as more of a stress reliever for the adult children and the seniors. And we just do it through the physical actions we do.
Now you spoke about when you move, the place they're going to is like move-in ready. I mean, you put the things – you mentioned, I think you said pictures on the wall and things like that. How do you know where things go? Do you take photographs of the home or wherever they are moving from so you can see where they like to place their things? And then when you set it up, how do you know where to set up, that picture frame here or this vase should go over here? How do you do that?
Yeah, we try to duplicate the old residence in the new apartment. The most difficult are, of course, the ones where someone's handling the other end. We had one move that came from Knoxville, Tennessee, down to here in Atlanta. And we met, and she had sent about 20 pictures, including one bookcase. She took a picture of every single shelf and said, this has to be duplicated exactly. And the funny thing was we spent a lot of time trying to get that, you know, done, and the son kept coming and saying, y'all just hurry up. Just don't worry about it. Just throw it up there. And it's like, this is not what your mom wants. Your mom told them in Knoxville, I want it to look just like this. So we spent a little extra time. We got it done. The senior was so happy when she got in there. You know, we're trying to make it, again, a stress-free move for the senior. And I don't know anybody, even someone my age, who likes to move. Everyone, like you were asking, you know, would we do it for you? No, we're not going to do it for anybody but seniors. That's our whole focus. And we do get requests every week from somebody that I know who learns about the company saying, can you move me? And unfortunately, we're really here for seniors. Maybe someday we'll expand and carry that to other markets. But right now, we're really focused on helping the seniors and, you know, getting that good feeling about helping them without.
When you do that move, sometimes when the senior comes into the new place for the first time, or typically would you be there, or would you, some of your employees be there? Because I would think one of the highlights would be to experience it when they walk in and they go, oh my gosh, you know, and they feel like they may have never even been in this place before because maybe their kids found the place for them, but they feel like they're home.
Yeah, exactly. And the one thing we really try to strive for, and sometimes it's difficult because of technology, is to make sure that when the senior walks in, they can sit in that recliner, they can push the button on the TV remote, and the TV will work. Or whatever their favorite thing is to do, we'll make sure that they can do that. It could be sewing, it could be working, you know, watching TV. We've had a lot that come in and they're exhausted from having a full day out having fun. They come in, they just want to take a nap. So the bed's made, everything is ready to go, and you know, we've got the boxes already out in the trailer. We're ready to take off, and we're just waiting for them to come in and say it looks great, and they usually do.
All right, so Roger, I've got to ask you at least one tough question. After hearing all this, the other thing that a lot of people might be thinking is, oh my goodness, this must be like four times the cost of a regular move. You don't have to give all the prices, but is there a little bit of a premium that people pay? And I'm assuming there's some reasonableness to it.
Actually, I think compared to a typical mover, typical movers will pack your stuff. They don't typically like to unpack it because they have no idea what to do with it. Our average sale for the last 6 months has been less than $1,000, our average invoice. So for helping our seniors out, we're able to do the whole process for less than $1,000. Today, we're actually at one of my cruises working in West Point, Georgia, which you may be aware is on the state line with Alabama. Yep. They left at 6:30 this morning. We expect them to be done about 3 o'clock this afternoon, moving the client to Gainesville. And that move is going to run probably around $1,200 total.
Again, there has to be some kind of time machine, Mike. I don't know. This is fantastic. This is wonderful. So one other question I was going to say, after the tough question, let me follow up with a little bit. You kind of told a little bit of one story. You've got to have some great stories and people who just have been satisfied. Can you share a couple with us?
I tell you, the best stories are hearing the seniors talk about their lives and seeing the things that they've accumulated in their lives. And, yeah, they can't take everything with them, but everything they've got has a story. And that's what's so sad is you're taking 30 or 40 years worth of accumulation in this house, and you're saying, how are we going to fit it in this 700-square-foot apartment? But the stories that they have, you know, the war stories from the gentlemen that have fought in the war. We had, one the other day that he was a fighter pilot. And just hearing the stories and, you know, how it changed his life being in the war, much less what he did after the war. So I really love the stories about what their life has all been about, because a lot of people don't have time for that. And although we don't want to take time to extend our work with them, we're going to have a caring and compassionate ear. We're going to still keep them on track with tasks to make sure we get the job done and don't have to overcharge. But at the same time, we're not going to just ignore them because, again, they're the people that brought us up. They're the ones that really changed our lives.
Absolutely. Roger Kurth with Senior Transition Services joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Now, your company, along with Barbara's, and we'll talk with Barbara in just a couple of minutes, part of the Senior Resource Partners, which is a group of businesses here in the Gwinnett County area that cater to the seniors. Talk about your involvement with Senior Resource Partners. How did you get involved? Did you find them? Did they find you? And just give us a little broad scope about what Senior Resource Partners is all about.
Yeah, in the 5 years we've been in business, we've made a lot of great relationships with people that work just with seniors. And one of the gentlemen that invited me to be part of that group, Keith Nabb, he asked me to come check out this group. It's a group that really all they do is cater to seniors. And as opposed to a sales group where all we're looking for is leads, we're actually looking for ways of sharing our knowledge and educating the seniors and adult children out there. Because every time I get a call from a senior or an adult child, I realize they're going usually through trauma. You know, maybe mom's been in the hospital for a week. The doctor just said she's going to be discharged on Thursday. They don't know where to turn. So the neat thing about the network that we've got is that we've got people that actually cater to all the different things that we all can imagine a senior might need. Everything from the elder law attorney to the people that can handle their finances to, like myself, the moving company to communities that actually seniors can move into. And this group, it's really more than just a group of business people. It's people that really care. And, you know, we're all there to offer free advice, you know, to kind of lead the children, the adult children and the seniors in the right path to hopefully make that stressful environment go away, no matter what it could be.
All right, Roger Kurth with Senior Transition Services. Roger, give us all the contact information. I'm going to ask you about Senior Resource Partners in a second for that information. But first off, for your company, Senior Transition Services, how can people reach you? How can they find out more information about your company?
Well, we do have a website at seniortransitionservices.com. We also have a cell phone number for the office, which is 678-758-7929. And either one of those, we can get in touch with you. Just give us a call, and we'll do what we can do to help you out.
And, of course, Senior Resource Partners also has its own website. Do you have – you know that information on top of your head, or does Barbara need to jump in for that one?
Yeah, Barbara can jump in on that.
It's seniorresourcepartners.org.
SeniorResourcePartners.org. So not only will you find information, of course, about Roger's company, but all of the other companies that are catering to seniors. So kind of a one-stop place to if you're looking to help your mom or your dad or your parents or whoever the case may be. Roger, thanks so much for joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Roger Kurth with Senior Transition Services. We now turn our attentions to Barbara Scurry with the Money Moxie. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Tell us all
about the Money Moxie. What does your company do?
Well, how many of you guys in here just love paying your bills? Sitting down.
Oh, I thought you were going to say who loves money. I was about to raise my hand. Now let me pull my hand back down.
Okay.
No, we don't like paying bills.
No.
Yeah, most people don't, and we're young in here, so you can imagine like a senior who maybe has arthritis, maybe they have macular degeneration, maybe they are starting to show signs of dementia. So you can imagine how hard it would be for them to even maybe manipulate their mail because, you know, their hands hurt. Even opening it up and trying to read what it says. If you have macular degeneration, it's very hard to see what it even says. And then if you're starting to have dementia, a lot of times they just don't even do it at all. And I've been in people's houses where literally their table stacked high of unopened mail, or some of it's open, some of it's not. So that's where my company comes in. I actually go in and I provide the services of a daily money manager for people who are struggling with their daily personal finances. And people are like, what is a daily money manager? I mean, it's a relatively new term. It's probably been around for less than 10 years. So I actually go in and I open up seniors' mails. And I do work with busy professionals. I do have a couple of busy professionals that I work with, but mostly seniors. So I go in, I open up their mail. I sort it. I make sure that it gets put in a nice, neat place. So all their paperwork has a nice, neat place to live in. I make sure the bills are getting paid on time. I get on the phone and I help them sort out problems or issues that come from the mail that we just opened up. And then I'm also a referral source. So anything that goes beyond the scope of what I can do, I network with a lot of people and I can point them in the right direction.
You were talking about it might be hard for them to open the mail. You were talking about it might be hard seeing. I was thinking immediately of how confusing bills can be.
Exactly.
And how many times we have to go back to the company and say, you didn't charge me right, you didn't do it. So getting to the bill is hard. Then understanding the bill can be difficult. So beyond just paying the bills, you also can get on with the vendors
as a
representative for the client, correct?
Exactly. And of course, when I'm there, you know, I'm usually on the phone with the senior and they have to give me permission to talk to them and then I can go ahead and take care of that. But absolutely, because like think about, I've had clients that will get an EOB in or they'll get like a statement from the hospital and it looks like a bill and they'll pay it. And then it's like, no, you're not supposed to pay that. And I've saved clients hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars by catching things like that or telling them, no, you got to void this check because this is not really a bill. It's just a statement. It hasn't actually gone through the insurance process yet. So and it's confusing, you know, and so, you know, oh, put this away. And then when it comes in again, then that really could be the real true bill. But that's very confusing for a senior.
We're talking with Barbara Scurry, the owner and daily money manager with the Money Moxie. I would think, obviously, there's got to be a high level of trust there because I would think, playing devil's advocate, you know, you're seeing my dad or my mom's credit card information and their bills and their finances. you know, that concerns me. How do you get over that challenge?
Well, I offer people a free 30-minute consultation so they can meet me, but all of my clients come from referrals. So people that know me and love me and have worked with me in the past, that's how I get all of my referrals. And I just have always been that kind of person that just kind of people have said, they'll just meet me and they'll say, I just feel like I've known you my whole life, you know, and people will tell me the most intimate details of their life, like right away. So there's just something in my personality that I get that out of people. So that kind of helps.
It's funny. I know we're on radio right now, but you know, people could see, I feel like I could just give Barbara my credit card right now. Here you go. I trust you with it.
She'd probably do a better job of managing your credit card than you do, Mike.
Touche, my friend, touche.
That was too easy. So, Barbara, when I'm not doing this, I'm a financial advisor by trade, and we have certain licenses that we have to hold, Series 7, Series 66, CFP. CPAs have to get their CPA license. This is a relatively new industry, mm-hmm. but it is a growing industry mm-hmm. as boomers age and things like that. What are some of the licenses? What should somebody be looking for if they want to talk to a daily money manager, apart from I feel like I've known you my
right.
whole life?
Right. There is a designation that you can get that's brand new. It's called the Professional Daily Money Manager. Mm-hmm. And you sit for that test, but you can only sit for it after you can prove that you've worked at least 1500 hours in doing what you're doing. And that is actually administered through the American Association of Daily Money Managers. We call it ADAM for short. And so I belong to that organization. So since I'm coming up on 2 years now, so I still probably will have another year before I can actually sit for that. But that's one designation. But otherwise, most of us have come from financial services backgrounds, banking. A lot of my other daily money managers have banking experiences. They were trust officers and various things like that. So usually it's somebody that or organizers. A lot of people came from NAPO, the National Association of Professional Organizers, and then they just kind of transitioned into the money organization part of it. So it's that kind of experience. You know, part of my experience comes from when I was married for 13 years. I was the one that did all the bills. I was the one that did the taxes. I was the one that kept us financially organized. I have 3 years experience, 3.5 years experience in financial services. So it was just kind of a love of I always like to keep things organized. And so that was just kind of it was sort of born out of a little bit of that experience.
So people should ask about the organizations. They should ask about membership in those organizations. Mm-hmm. I do find it interesting that the professional designation, you have to get the experience before you actually get the designation.
Correct.
So, you know, talking through the experience is obviously good too. And I think it's obviously just a relational job as well. And I was going to say you've probably got some stories as well end of who you've been able to help.
Part of the reason why I started this company was because I talk about the warm and fuzzy feeling. I have a little blog series on my website about the warm and fuzzy feeling. Because when I used to work out in marketing in senior health services, I would go to the hospitals and visit seniors and found out they didn't have a clue as to what their options were, who was going to pay for what, their adult child didn't have a clue. And I would always be the one to kind of facilitate what was going to happen next and give them their options. And always they would say to me, oh, I am so glad that you were here. I feel such a burden lifted off my shoulders. And that gave me that what I call the warm and fuzzy feeling that warmed the cockles of my heart, that I really felt like I was helping somebody, really making a difference in somebody's life. And I thought, how can I get that feeling in my day every day? And when this opportunity came along to do that, it's just the perfect thing because I love helping people. I love working with seniors. And some of the things that I've been able to do, it's like the little things, just from like I have an 80-year-old client. She never married. She doesn't have kids. She was the only child. She has nobody. And one of the things that she's like my grandma. I mean, I love her. But one of the things I did for her last year, like I organized a birthday party for her 80th birthday and got like some of her friends and her church people and the people that have been helping her all to a restaurant. And we did a birthday party. Now, that's above and beyond the scope of what a typical daily money manager does. Yes. But those are the things that I can do.
You're not getting that at Senior Transition Services, are you, Roger?
No.
One of the other, now monetarily wise, I always say I get things done for my clients and I save them money, every single one of my clients. And one of my favorite stories is being able to, like I said, when one of my clients is, you know, starting to have dementia, and she just was losing things. And she lost some stocks that she had owned. And we were trying to figure out, well, where are they? She couldn't tell me where they were. And in going through her stuff, one night I was just sitting at home and I opened up this folder, and a folder that could have easily been thrown away. And lo and behold, there they were. Well, these stocks turned out to be worth $125,000 that I was able to put into her account. And now we're using that to help take care of her. So those are some of the fun things. I guess you call that fun. But those are the things that warm the cockles of my heart, the warm and fuzzy that I get from doing my job.
Finding a client, $125,000 in stocks, I'll call that fun too. And I do it professionally.
Barbara Scurry with the Money Moxie is our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I've got a two-part question for you, Barbara. If somebody were to call your phone number or go to your website and they want help with the Money Moxie, they want to talk more about, you know, what you can provide to their seniors, do they get Barbara Scurry, or are there other people that do what you do for your company?
Well, for the Money Moxie, I am the Money Moxie, so it is just me. There are other people out there doing what I do. So unless they could go to the ADAM website, the American Association of Daily Money Managers, I think it's www.aadmm.com, and they can actually look up a daily money manager in their area all across the country. And so, you know, my name will pop up on there and they can look and see other people that are in the area that are doing it. But I am the Money Moxie, so they actually get me.
Okay. Yeah. And there's obviously, as Stephen alluded to earlier, the relationship issue with your clients, because it's not like you come in and there's the pile of bills in the mail and you go through it while they're over there sitting in their lounge chair watching The Price is Right. I mean, there's actually a relationship there.
Absolutely. And that's why.
Are they usually next to you? Do you go over the bills? Say, here's what I'm doing now. I'm paying this. Mm-hmm. So they know exactly where they stand.
Right. And again, some of my clients are more involved than others because, you know, some of the dementia issues.
Are there some that say, I don't even want to deal with it, you just do it?
Right. Okay. Right. And then I have some that are still very sharp and they're on top of it and they want to, you know what's going on. And I want my clients to know what's going on. I never want to just be like, oh, I'm just going to go over here and do it. And, you know, but I want them to know what's going on and I want to keep them as involved as I possibly can. So.
And I want to follow that up. Who typically places the phone call for you? Is it the son or the daughter? And do you sometimes have resistance from the senior saying, well, this is my information, I don't want someone else in my stuff?
No, it's almost always the opposite. Again, I get all my clients come from referrals. So by the time somebody's referring them to me, it's like they need it. And most of the time, my clients come on in a crisis situation. Like there's something that's happened that's gone really wrong or really bad, or they've put it off too long. So now I have to come in and kind of save the day. And a lot of times the seniors don't want their kids to be involved with their stuff. They'd rather have somebody like me, a third party outsider, come in and help and know what's going on rather than the kid getting involved, if you can believe that.
Well, I was gonna make a cultural statement, and I was wondering if you were going to agree with this. Most seniors that I work with, they're better money managers than their kids very often. And we owe seniors a debt of gratitude for many things in our country, and one of them is the way they've managed money. I mean, would mm-hmm. you – that's a – so here's what I was going to ask. And you know, I was going to say I put you in a bad spot to answer that question. So here's what I was going to ask. How often should a client expect? Is it once a month? Is it once a week? Is it up to them?
It is. And I said that's part of when I offer the free 30-minute consultation so they can meet me and I can meet them and kind of see what's going on. What generally happens is, again, I get involved when a crisis is going on. So I may have to come in a couple, like I started with one client, I would see her sometimes 3 times a week. But then eventually as things settle down and we get you organized and we kind of get things to go, okay, now we know where things go and we know what's going on, I may drop down to once a week. I have clients I see twice a month. I have a client that I see once a month. So it really just depends on what is going on with them. There's no set time. It's just once I go there, I do have a minimum of 2 hours to be with somebody because you never can get anything done in less than 2 hours usually. But other than that, it's based on what their needs are.
And talk a little bit about the fees and the cost for your clients.
Typically in the Atlanta area, you're going to find it's usually an hourly rate, and it's going to be anywhere from, I would say, maybe $60 to $125 an hour is what a typical daily money manager is going to charge. And I'm going to fall somewhere right in, around in the middle of that. So,
and just so there's no confusion, it's not like you have power of attorney or anything like that, that you're writing checks for the clients. They're still writing the checks. You're just telling them, here, okay, you need to pay this now.
Correct. A lot of times, like, I may write the check for them, but they're still signing their own checks. Now, can I be a power of attorney? Absolutely. And I am the power of attorney for a couple of my clients. But that's because we established that relationship. We went to lawyers. We got the paperwork put in place because they didn't have anybody else to do that. So that's something that I can act as. And I have insurance to cover that. So I carry a professional fiduciary, professional liability insurance to cover
me for that.
I mean,
that's huge. I mean, because the clients have to be protected.
Absolutely.
So, Barbara, I was going to ask you if you had a room full of people, both seniors and also kids who are taking care of their senior parents or are starting that process, what would you counsel them about this whole area of daily money management? If they're thinking, I might need to go down this road, I might start I would imagine you get some calls in crisis, like we talked about before in moving crisis. I would imagine sometimes you get a call. I just saw my mom and I found this pile. I didn't realize it was this bad. But if it's not crisis, should they talk to more than one? Should they check designation? Should they look on the website? What kind of – just counsel us a little bit on how we should start that process.
As far as actually looking for a – yeah, recommendations, because again, you know, you're going to trust somebody who's going to give you a recommendation. Meet with that person. Again, most of us will give free consultations because, again, it's about finding the right personality fit, not only with the adult child that's maybe trying to hire that person, but with the senior that's actually has to work with that person. I would make sure they're insured. People ask me all the time about bonding. I don't need to be bonded because I am my only employee, but I carry that professional liability insurance. And again, mine goes over and above because it covers me as a professional fiduciary. So I can act as a power of attorney. I can act as a trustee or, you know, executor. So you want to look at that. And I provide that. I give people a copy of that so they can see and they can call on their own, you know, the Lloyd's of London, that's who underwrites my insurance. And then if they do have the PDMM, again, that's a new thing, but that, you know, that they've at least been around for, you know, 3-4+ years. But again, a lot of it has to do with the personality and the referral. Who is that referral coming from? Do you trust the person that's giving you that referral?
We're speaking with Barbara Scurry with the Money Moxie here on Gwinnett Business Radio. We talked with Roger earlier about the Senior Resource Partners. Your company as well as his part of the Senior Resource Partners group that caters to seniors. Talk about your involvement with this group, how you got involved, and your thoughts on how it's working out.
Again, I was invited by John Dunleavy, and I got involved because, again, I like surrounding myself with people who are just as passionate about what I do and care about working with seniors. And so our idea is to go out and, you know, spread the word, because again, my experience is that people don't have a clue as to what their options are. Like if a senior ends up in the hospital, what are their options? Who's going to pay for it? People don't have a clue. And I think the sad part is that nobody really tends to care until they're in that situation, until it's a crisis situation. I wish people would kind of educate themselves beforehand and kind of know, so they don't have to make quick, rash decisions in the worst possible times. And ideally, that's what this group is about. We're trying to get out there and spread the word and let people know these are some of your options. I mean, how many people out there knew that there was even such a thing as a daily money manager before today? You know, so we're just trying to get out there and spread the word and let people know that these types of sources exist, and we're here for you.
And let's give that website one more time for Senior Resource Partners.
It's www.seniorresourcepartners.org, O-R-G.
And you mentioned earlier you actually have some clients, too, that are not seniors, though. So you could help you, unlike Roger over here, who won't help move me, you actually could help me with my bills.
You have to be a busy professional first, though, Mike.
Yeah.
I have bills. No, all you need to do is have bills. I have bills.
Wait, I'm going back to the bad chair.
Can you help me if I have bills but no money?
That would be a challenge, absolutely.
That's where Steven has to help me
that's
out.
That's exactly right. That's
but,
exactly
yeah, right. I do work. I have a couple of younger clients, and when I say younger, they're like 48. But I do. I like working with the seniors. That's just where I get, you know, that warm and fuzzy from. But there are other daily money managers that do focus more on younger people and young professionals. And so.
And for the senior resource partners, when we're talking seniors, are we talking 65 and up, or are we talking 55 and up? Or is there not that cutoff?
It depends just on the need.
Yeah, there's not really a cutoff. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, we do work with clients that just have some other kind of a disability another challenge in their life where they just need help. So it's not just exclusively seniors, but it's got to be someone that's really got some challenges.
Okay. And Barbara, for your company, the Money Moxie, give us all the contact information where people can go for more information.
You could go to my website, which is www.themoneymoxie.com, and that's M-O-X-I-E. And then my phone number is 678-278-8410.
All right. Now, I'm not going to let you go without asking one question. Apparently, you've done a little radio work before, but you weren't Barbara Scurry. You were somebody else. Tell us the story. I want to know more.
Years, years, years ago, I actually was an on-air radio personality in hot country radio, if you can believe that, and top 40 and R&B and adult contemporary. And my air name was Bobby Fine.
Bobby Fine.
Bobby Fine.
We need to change our names. I don't want to say on the air what they could be.
It's not going to help me.
That was years, years, years ago. And then I went back to school and got my degree, and now I'm the Money Moxie.
I'm amazed you were on the air like when you were age 13 to 15. So.
We're trying to get Steven, our financial planner, we're trying to get him to become the next Dave Ramsey.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, let's not go down that path right now.
Barbara, thank you so much. I mean, it's really been a wonderful show, really it's learning fantastic about these two companies that really help the seniors and very unique businesses that I was not even familiar with until today.
Well, again, I wish we could get some guests that were passionate about helping people and passionate about their work. You know,
maybe next show.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to talk to people that care.
All right. Barbara Scurry with the Money Moxie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Roger Kurth with Senior Transition Services. Roger, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me as well.
It's been a great show. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Stephen Julian.
See you later, Mikey Mike Sandman.
That's the best you could do?
In 3 minutes, yes.
How about Mikey Fine?
Mikey.
I like Mikey Fine a little bit. For Stephen Julian, I'm Mikey Fine. We'll see you next time right here on the sweet sounds of Gwinnett Business Radio.